Cool. Dean Naramore, Senior Meteorologist at the Bureau of Meteorology. Well, Victoria has copped a drenching in the last 24 hours. Late yesterday and into overnight, we saw a band of heavy rain and thunderstorms develop from Horsham down to the Great Ocean Road. And that has been slowly tracking across Victoria over the last 12 hours. In the 24 hours to 9 o'clock this morning, heavy rainfall was experienced through parts of the Wimmera down towards the Great Ocean Road, with widespread falls of 30 to 50 millimetres. The highest falls were around the Grampians, with 68 millimetres at Mount William, 55 millimetres at Ararat, and we saw falls of around 60 millimetres near Stawell. As we got into the morning hours, the rain band moved into central parts of Victoria. We saw very heavy rainfall develop through north central and central parts of the state. And in the 4 hours to 1 o'clock this morning, from 9 o'clock this morning, much of Melbourne has seen 30 to 50 millimetres. Melbourne Metro itself has seen 40 millimetres in 4 hours, and the month's average for January is 47 millimetres. So for many locations, not only in Melbourne, but right across western and central Victoria, has had a month's worth of rain in less than 6 to 12 hours. That rain is continuing to slowly move towards the east, with falls continuing in the 20 to 40 millimetre range. The weather system that's driving all this weather is still in western Victoria, and we may see another band of rain, showers and thunderstorms develop through western parts, and that'll move into central parts in the overnight hours, with rain and storm moving into eastern Victoria this afternoon and overnight and clearing much of the state by tomorrow morning. And now for some of the impacts, I'll hand over to Josh Gamble at the SES.
Thanks, Dean. SES has responded to over 400 requests for assistance in the last 24 hours. SES has responded to over 400 requests for assistance in the last 24 hours, with the majority of them being building damages with leaking roofs and leaky walls. In the defined period that Dean's articulated, the 24-hour rainfall that we've seen in the 24 hours, that month's worth of rainfall, and with the drier areas that we've seen and the severe thunderstorms that have appeared last night and this morning and into this afternoon, we will see further impacts. We've had over 70 units active in the last 24-hour period, which is a significant contribution from our volunteers across the state. And further to that, we've had... Sorry. Further... In the last 24-hour period, SES has seen the impacts really in the period, the locations of Bendigo and Melbourne areas, with a majority of those in the Melbourne western areas of the state. What SES is asking is for people not to drive through floodwaters. We have seen in the last 24 hours three flood rescues as a result of people driving through floodwaters where they clearly should not be doing. SES is asking that for any life-threatening emergencies, please dial 000. For any flood and storm emergencies, to dial 132 500. And for any information questions, to contact our Vic Emergency Hotline at 1800 226 226. Thanks.
Are you working with Vic Roads or any other roads authorities around putting up obstacles to stop people from driving through floodwaters? Because there's, even in the CBD of Melbourne, a number of roads are actually flooded and there's no indication as you're coming up to the floodwaters that they're there.
No, you're right. And SES, with our partner agencies of Victoria Police and the Department of Transport, are working together to ensure traffic management places are put in place as soon as we know. However, we do know, though, that flash flooding comes up out of nowhere. So we can't plan for where it may impact. However, responding agencies are attending as soon as we possibly can to make sure mitigations are put in place to keep traffic and pedestrians away from those areas.
Josh, have you seen any rivers or dams burst their banks yet, or is it just localised flooding in that building damage you were talking about?
Thanks. So far, SES has responded to, as I mentioned, three vehicles in floodwaters, which is as a result of flash flooding. However, as the question says, the riverine areas, we haven't seen burst banks at all at this point, but we are monitoring as the afternoon transpires with the impending severe thunderstorm warnings that Dean articulated before.
You put out some flood watch warnings for the Avoca and the Campaspe catchments. Why are they of concern?
They're of concern with the 60 mil rainfall we've had in the last 24 hours. As the Bureau said before, that is our month's rainfall in a 24-hour period. So that is not worrying, but we need to monitor and make sure people stay clear of the low-lying areas in those towns, in particular Avoca, with the Avoca River, just to make sure that any further rainfall that we get in the next few hours into the next 24 hours, that the risk we keep people away and to keep them out of floodwaters.
Would it be overkill to start thinking about flood preparations like sandbagging or anything like that, or is it we're not at that point?
No, we're not at that point, but as SES has continually said, that we need the community to stay aware of their conditions, monitor what's occurring, and also have their flood plan in place. And if people are in low-lying areas and their residences are near these locations, to make sure that they have leave early as their primary principle. However, if they want to stay, that they need to ensure that they have sandbags at the ready or other plans in place to get to higher areas of their property should floodwaters come and play.
What will it take for the... at what point will the SES start, putting that kind of action into place in terms of sandbagging and getting those preparations in place? Is that on the horizon at all?
Not at this point. We are always ready. We have sandbag locations on our website at ses.vic.gov.au if you do require sandbag pickup points. However, given that it's not a heightened event at this point, and it's just a bit of rainfall, deluge, as the Bureau referenced before, we just do ask the community to monitor conditions, check the SES website about what to do, where to get sandbags from, and if you do have access to local hardware stores, to please go to Bunnings or your local hardware outlet to get some sandbags and some sand, and just prepare should you be at risk and have previous experiences within those areas to be ready should the flash flooding arise this afternoon with further severe thunderstorm warnings.
Well, can you just give us a bit of a colour of what the most sort of serious events that you've responded to are?
So in the last 24 hours, the three flood rescues that we've had was one in South Melbourne with a vehicle in floodwaters. Another issue that arose in Avoca, which was a person trapped in a house. Luckily, that did not play out that way, and it was just a false alarm for SES and our responding agencies. And then also in Bendigo, we had another flood rescue, which was disappointing to responding agencies.
What was that flood rescue?
It was a vehicle in floodwaters in East Bendigo.
And they got stuck.
Oh, that's correct.
Is there any injuries in those events?
No, luckily no injuries. However, responding agencies put our lives and our equipment at risk trying to get to these people, and it only takes 15 centimetres of water for vehicles to float and cause further risk and or near drowning. So we please recommend people use their common sense to not drive through any form of floodwaters and to put further community and emergency responders at risk.
Just for those two locations that mentioned, was there any particular areas across Metro Melbourne or Bendigo, or was it just those two areas, or were there any other areas in Victoria that would have the effect as well?
So the effects that we've had are from the western areas of the state so far, as the trough comes across from the western Victoria. The Avoca River, which was near Stawell, the Stawell got around 60 to 70 mil of rain, which of course is quite a lot for this time of year with the dry catchments that we've seen. And also internal to Melbourne, it's in the western areas of Melbourne that we've seen moderate impacts for leaky roofs, and also very minor flash flooding from that heavy rainfall within the eastern suburbs of Melbourne, western suburbs of Melbourne.
You're not too concerned at this point with the...
No, SES is not too concerned. However, we do ask again that people monitor conditions, and with the upcoming severe thunderstorm warnings that we may see this afternoon, to please monitor conditions, stay indoors, and do not drive through floodwaters or through dangerous areas, and stay away from trees.
Can we just get you again, please?
Yeah, weather stuff. Thank you.
The weather.
Yep.
Is this the most rainfall that we've seen so far this season?
Yeah, that's right. For the summer season, and also for the year, since it's pretty early, it's the wettest we've seen for this season across many parts of Victoria. It has been a dry run for much of the state since around early December, when we had some big falls only through southern parts of the state and in through around the Warrnambool area. But generally across the state and through Metro Melbourne, that is the wettest we've seen for this summer so far and the year as well.
Obviously, the Bureau was predicting above average rainfall over the coming months because of the La Nina effect. Can you take us through? Are you expecting more of this
Yeah, so that's right. So La Nina normally leads to a cooler and wetter summer for much of eastern and parts of southeastern Australia. And as we know, just last week we had a burst of heat, but that's the hottest we've had for a long time. And now the rains look like they have returned and set in for parts of Victoria. So we're seeing more moisture in the atmosphere with the, when the weather systems do move through, and that's causing the widespread heavy rainfall that we're seeing. And looking a little bit further into next week, it looks like another low pressure system may move into parts of Victoria, particularly for eastern parts of Victoria. We may see another round of heavy rain and thunderstorm activity, and even late next week we could see another weather system moving through with more rain and storms. So very active weather pattern on the way for much of Victoria for the coming week.
So get used to the rain?
At least for the next week or so, that's right. Yeah, get used to some wet conditions, which is great for the garden now, but sometimes you can have too much of a good thing. So flooding and flash flooding is definitely going to become an issue in the coming days and probably weeks as well.
Dean, what about in terms of January records? How's this ranking so far?
Yeah, it's probably we've had some big wet numbers. Back in 2010, 2011, we had a number of locations getting in excess of 100 millimetres an hour in a day. So we're nowhere near that yet. And even back to last January when the fires were going, we had a couple of big rain events and storms. So not only Melbourne, but also parts of Victoria. So for some locations, it's really the wettest January day since the last year or so, since last January.
Does the dryness of those catchments, does that lessen the impact of river flooding but make it more likely for the, in terms of flash flooding, those...
Yeah, look, exactly right. So because the ground is so dry, the dirt almost acts like concrete when it's really dry. So when you do have this really heavy rainfall, it tends to run off and you can get some kind of flash flooding issues. But major riverine flooding or things like that is an occurrence. But if we continue to get events like this over the coming weeks, we'll end up saturating the soils and the ground, which will make rainfall events like this in a few weeks' time, if we've had a few more, start to having more major flood issues.
In terms of riverine flooding?
That's right, in terms of riverine and flooding through creeks and dams and things like that, correct.
So that is a possibility over the coming weeks or
months? That's right, so we've still got a long way to go yet because it has been a pretty dry summer for many of us, but with a widespread 30 to 50 across the state today, with isolated higher falls and possible more rain early and late next week, yeah, flooding could start becoming an issue depending on how that pans out.
Just quickly, sorry, the ones that you mentioned, the really high rainfall around Grampians, mm-hmm. What is that, what's the usual rainfall around that part of the state, like around Stawell and Ararat, they're getting 60 mils or so.
Yep.
Is that a month's rainfall or more?
Yeah, it's almost more. So it's around the Melbourne area, we're average around 40 to 50 millimetres, 50 in the eastern suburbs, probably closer to 40 or high 30s in the western. So many of those locations have had at least a month, if not more. But out towards the Grampians and northern parts of the state, where we've had falls of around 40 to 50 and even 60 millimetres in the Grampians, that's approaching 2 months worth of rain, as they only average around 30 to 40 millimetres for the entire month of January. So some very wet conditions out there. And we also have numerous warnings in place as well for the rain. So we have severe weather warnings for much of western and northern Victoria for covering the heavy rainfall. And that's going to move into central Victoria in the coming hours. We also have a brown rot warning for our horticulturalists in rural Victoria. So stone fruit with all these hot, humid and moist conditions can cause some mould issues. And we've also got flood watches out for many of the rivers that you mentioned earlier through parts of northern and western Victoria for this rainfall.
I have some questions that I've been asked to ask today. So which area actually recorded the highest rainfall so far? And I think the overnight and today totals.
Yeah, so as of to the 24 hours to 9 o'clock this morning, the heaviest falls were around the Grampians area, where we saw 68 millimetres at Mount William, around 60 at Stawell, and 55 millimetres at Ararat. But the falls of 30 to 50 were widespread from Ballarat to Cape Otway and up through to near Horsham. Since 9 o'clock this morning, in the 4 hours to 9 o'clock this morning, the heaviest rainfall has fallen from Bendigo down towards the metropolitan Melbourne. Melbourne City is one of the wettest places in the 4 hours to 1 o'clock, having 40 millimetres fallen in just 4 hours. So some locations have seen a month's worth of rainfall in just 6 hours. And the heaviest falls are around Melbourne City of 40 millimetres and up around Bendigo. We've seen a few falls getting to around 45. And the rain is continuing to fall through many parts of central Victoria, and that'll move into eastern Victoria in this afternoon.
So it's petering out in the west?
It is, yeah. So we're just going to see hit and miss showers and thunderstorms. Severe thunderstorms are possible in the west, but they will be hit and miss. The widespread threat of heavy rainfall in the west has eased, and that's moved into central and eastern Victoria. But we will see an additional round of hit and miss showers and thunderstorms with locally very heavy falls in the west. That'll move into central parts tonight.
Those initial estimates that are past the city by dawn tomorrow, is that still accurate or is it a bit later now?
Yeah, that's right. So the dawn hours, and hopefully by rush hour, most of it will be clearing, probably still lingering for northern and eastern suburbs. But as we get towards the early to mid-morning tomorrow, much of the heavy rain and storm activity will have eased. Just a few light showers and some cooler southerly winds.
So what would you say to people before they... we've got a lull at the moment, Dean, so people may assume that it's over, but there's more on the way overnight.
Yeah, that's right. So the heavy rainfall has eased, but we've still got widespread light rain around the Melbourne area. And as kids are back to school, you know, we're back into the working week and the working year. Obviously, there's going to be a lot of traffic around, and there's a lot of bit of water on the roads as well. And we could see more showers and storms into the afternoon and overnight hours. So just be careful when you're out and about on the roads heading out, and just check the radar as well to keep up to date for where the rain's heading for your area.
Where the rain is going to be concentrated next week, or is it too early?
Yeah, it's still too early. Monday is looking like probably the focus will be more eastern Victoria, depending on where this low sets up, which will hopefully give some of the west a break. But still, if that low moves around, obviously the focus will change. But at this stage, Monday into Tuesday is looking like eastern Victoria. Could see more heavy rain and storms then.
And just any other regional stats that stand out for Victoria?
No, probably just some more heavy falls along the Murray. We've seen some flooding reports up around the Echuca area. And also Bendigo, some reports around there have had around 50 or 60 millimetres in the last 12 to 24 hours. But really much of regional Victoria, bar the northern Mallee, so any locations kind of north of Oyen, have really missed out, very hit and miss showers. But mostly once you get south of Sea Lake, Charlton and much of the southwest and central, we've seen a widespread 30 to 50 millimetres. All good?
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.